Today's minute I want to discuss very briefly the minhag. Now here we discuss a new issue. Every day we were trying to define, calibrate the meaning of the word minhag. So we discussed minhag halacha. Yesterday we discussed something which only appears in the Medrash, does not appear in Shulchan Aruch. Many minhagim border or overlap with
Talmud. You said Talmud, Medrash and Talmud.
Medrash and Talmud. Many minhagim overlap with the idea of concept of a segula. So sometimes you have to ask yourself, is this a minhag or is this a segula? And what is a segula? Some type of, I don't even know how to translate a segula. Some type of a device.
You learn it in Irish, right?
Only once. You only try a segula once. If it doesn't work, forget about it. There is a minhag slash dash, I don't know how you want to say it, segula, to write and to read Mizmor Samach Zayin, Lamatzeach Beneginos, Lamatzeach Neginos Mizmor Shir, in the form of a menorah. Many shuls have this. Some shuls have this on the omut. In the back of the Sfarish Siddur, there is the Sfarim are very into this. In the back of the Sfarish Siddur, you see over here in the back, you see if you read Lamatzeach, Yivarecha on the near on the right. It starts on the right. You look down, Yivarecha Elokim, Biyu also collapse to Eretz. Eretz Nasna Yivula, Yivarecheinu Elokim Elokeinu. There are seven psukim, and each pasuk is written on one of the neros. You have to go through how it's done. Okay, I'm not bucky in this. But there's such a minha. Where does it come from, such a thing, to take this mizmar and write the mizmar in the tsura of the menorah? Kabbalistic thing. We see this in the front of the Amud. So it comes from the Rokeach. Okay, it's always good to know the earliest source. The Rokeach says that there's a tradition that Eliyahu HaNavi himself instructed that this should be done. This Mizmar Samach Zayin in Tehillim should be written in this fashion, in the shape of the menorah, and it should be said, and some go so far to say that when you read it, you should stand it up. It's not even proper to read like in the Siddur like this, because the menorah, when it was lit standing. And the tradition is that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu the menorah, Moshe Rabbeinu was perplexed. There were three things that Moshe Rabbeinu did not understand. One of the three things was the tzur of the menorah. When Hashem showed him the tzur of the menorah, it was by showing him this image, the menorah in this form. So this comes from the in the Rokeach, tradition going dating back to Eliyahu HaNavi. Moshe Rabbeinu was shown the tzur of the menorah with these psukim, and this really is the real Magen David. We associate the Magen David with a six-pointed star, which has a very sad history. Nazi Germany, every Jew was required to put on their garment a six-pointed star, and it even predates, it even goes back before the time of the Nazis. Before that, it was a symbol that the Jews were forced to wear on their garments as a form of segregation, that you are a Jew. And later, of course, it was taken by the State of Israel to be used as the symbol for the flag. And many say that there is a Kabbalistic holiness, goes back to the time of Kabbalah, whatever it is, of the Magen David. But for some reason, it's not clear, it's not known. It's not really known clearly, maybe it is, why the six-pointed star is called the Magen David. What we do find from sources way, way back is this is the Magen David. When David HaMelech went out to war, all of his soldiers carried shields, and on the shield was etched, was embossed or etched the tzura of the menorah, the seven branches, with the words or references, could have been, maybe it was written in the shorthand, of this mizmar, Amatzeach Beneginos Mizmar Shir, on the menorah, in this form, the seven branches of the menorah. It turned into a segula, where where many of the great people of Kabbalah have instructed that if a person should say it, and you should say it looking at the form of the menorah, and you should say, the tradition is it should be said early in the morning before Netzach, before sunrise, before davening, or before Baruch Sh'amar, looking at it in this image, ideally holding it up and reading it, and somehow if you say with the right kavanah, don't try this at home and have any expectations, it will serve as some form of protection. It's also brought down that there's great significance in saying this during the time of Sfiras HaOmer. And indeed, if you look in the Siddur, back of the Siddur, all those funny letters, every single day, I think they're 49, 48, I didn't really spend that much time preparing this, there are 48, 49 words in this Mizmar, and each one of these words corresponds to one day of the Sfir, and that's why, if you look carefully in the Sfir, and all those letters, every day there's a word from Lametzech, Benegidos, Mizmar Shir, that we say corresponding to the days of the Sfir. Why? Because since this Mizmar is associated with the menorah, and the menorah has seven branches, and Sfir is 7 times 7, anything that has to do with 7 times 7 automatically is associated with this Mizmar. Now just a very quick other point, why is this Mizmar so much related to the menorah? So we have to understand what is the menorah. There's a beautiful, beautiful Chazal and a Chassan Sef which elaborates in the Chazal. Chazal say, why there are 7 branches in the menorah? It corresponds to the 7 nations of Canaan. Like the Shbarach who originally promised Hashem Avram 10 nations of Canaan. And Hashem, but in actuality, we came into Eretz Yisrael, the Keni, Knitz, and Kadmoni, that's going to be from the time of Mashiach. The land, Eretz Yisrael was given, 7 nations were removed, were sent away to make room for Klal Yisrael, 7 nations of Canaan. And each one of these branches corresponds to one of those nations which was given over to Klal Yisrael, to Eretz Yisrael. When Shlomo HaMelech built the Bayis Rishon, Chazal tell us, Feresh Gemara, there were 10 menorahs. Why were there 10 menorahs besides the menorah? There were 5 to the right and 5 to the left of the menorah of Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Chassam Sofer says, because 7 times 10 equals 70. Shlomo HaMelech entered into a new tkufa where his goal was not just to bring Kedusha to Eretz Yisrael, it was to bring Kedusha to the entire world. And the world is made up of 70 nations. So just like there were 7 nations living in the Eretz Yisrael, the 7 nations of Canaan, that were removed to make room for Klal Yisrael, when Shlomo built the Bayis Rishon, he expanded the scope of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kedusha on this world, not just the 7 nations of Canaan, but to the 70 nations of the world, the Ayin Umos, and therefore one menorah was surrounded by 10 menorahs, the 7 nations of Canaan, what represented was surrounded by 10 menorahs, 5 to right, 5 to left, correspond to the or the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that will shine upon the entire world, the or la'amim, the light for all the nations of the 70 nations of the world. This Mizmar, if you study the Mizmar Samach San, you'll see it's all about the theme of the nations of the world. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a light, and the whole world will absorb Kedusha, not just Klal Yisrael, but Klal Yisrael will serve as a model or la'amim for the entire world. So that's why this Mizmar, the content, the theme of the Mizmar, fits perfectly with the idea of what the menorah is all about. Okay, so something interesting is some shuls, next time you see it in the shul that's hanging up, some people have a minhag that's a hakpada that you should have it hanging inside the Aron Kodesh. In the Aron Kodesh itself, it's a segula, whatever that means, and to have the menorah with the psukim, lamatzech, mizmo David, in the Aron Kodesh as a shmira for the shul, for the sefarim, and for the Aron Kodesh, and it should be standing. Many shuls have this on by the amud, right in front of the amud. It's standing there, and some people like to put it on klaf, spend some money to have it on klaf, and they have it in their siddur, and every once in a while, when they're waiting for something, they take it out and they can read it. You can read the psukim. You learn the meaning of the psukim. You can read the psukim in the order. Another other interesting issue is, do you read it from right to left or left to right? So there are 2 different traditions. Sometimes you look at the picture, you'll see the other way around. From left, the psukim are start, on the left, they go to the right. The common approach is to go from right to left. Okay, that's it for today.
The Rakeach was
Ashkenaz? I'm not sure. I think Ashkenaz.
This is obviously from